And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Bob and Ray Show once again.
Well, good to hear you speaking so formal, Bob.
Well, maybe a formal opening would be...
Here's the program a little quiet.
Yeah.
People are more apt to, perk up, pay attention. So you come on in a formal manner.
We're going to give up with any songs tonight? We're going to blend voices? We have so many times in the past?
No, I don't think so. In reviewing some of the mail that's come in response to the last time we sang, I think we'll let it go until the warm weather sets in or until the sap begins to run.
What you say?
So the sap begins to run.
Oh, yeah. Why, guys?
He wasn't looking at you, what?
No, I was just saying, the sap and the trees. And
I think you were looking at me, though.
No, we weren't. We weren't singling out anybody. What we meant to say was the sap and the tree. I think that's the only way to explain it.
Any aside books for me on the news front?
No.
Been kind of a slim week for Baloo, isn't it?
Yeah, not too much. I tell you, you might stand by in here because we have Flaming Bombadine coming by later.
Uh-oh.
And maybe you'd like to cover it for the Finley Quality Network.
Not for those folks. Boy,
when you hear that, you turn into a white rag.
Oh, boy, did he ever pull a dirty trick on me last week.
Well, that truly was something. So the next time you're out on one of those broadcasts, don't fool the facilities at all. Everyone get their own story, Wally.
Right. There's such a thing as being too generous in this business, I may find myself right out of the newscasting job.
Right. Well, excuse me, we must get on to our first big feature.
You have to get on to your first big feature now, don't you?
That's right. So many people are standing by out in Oregon for this. So let's get going, shall we? And this week, Bob and Ray, honor city is Gurney's Point, Oregon.
In a moment, we're going to be talking to Town Councilman Wayne Deach to find out how the folks in Gurney's Point are taking this singular honor.
Let's see this. Pick up the phone here. Hello, out there in Gurney's Point. Hello.
Hello, this is Wayne Deach talking from Gurney's Point, the dirtiest town in the USA.
Well, how'd your town get that title, Mr. Deach?
Well, the Percoma River backs up into town once a year and leaves quite a bit of silt in the streets. People come from miles around to look at the stuff.
Well, how do you and the folks in Gurney's Point feel about being this week's Bob and Ray Honor City?
We're celebrating the honor pretty well. At 6 this morning, the brass cannon on Halstead Green was fired, and all the folks in town got out of bed to clear away the silt.
I see.
We pushed the silt right back into the Percoma River, and it took us 6 hours.
Well, it must have been tons of the stuff.
About a ton. Enough weight to make the Percoma River rise and back up into town again.
Well, that's quite a day. Is there anything going on at the Grange Hall, Mr. V?
Well, a celebration that was going strong about 10 minutes ago, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, Claude Traxler was down on all fours doing an imitation of a parked car.
Uh-huh.
Beeping away like crazy.
With a stuck horn, eh?
Huh?
Yeah. How long do you expect the celebration to last?
About a month, I'd say. There isn't much else to do here in Gurney's Point now that the silver's back again. Slow things down to a walk. I'd like to find some other way to get rid of it now that we're in Honor City.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mr. Dooley, I just looked through
Goulding.
I just looked through the window and noticed Stanley Piggott celebrating.
What's he doing, Mr. Deach?
He's stepping on a garden rake and letting the handle bounce on his head. He's a good celebrator.
Uh-huh.
You know what he did this morning?
Cleared away some silt.
No, this is after he helped bring the river back into town.
I see.
This morning, he climbed up to the top of Mount Boone and skied all the way down right through town at about 70 miles an hour. The lucky thing for him, we installed those concrete dikes at the end of Main Street.
Wow. I guess the spot where the concrete dike was smashed in will make a fine tourist attraction there. Huh?
Hey!
Yes?
Since we're in Honor City, why don't you come out and pay us a visit?
Well, I don't get out that way too often, Mr. Veatch.
We'll lock up Stanley Pickett if that's what you're afraid of.
No, it's not that.
We're afraid of him.
Well, I'd go out there, but it's just that I hate filth.
Thanks anyway for making us Bob and Rihanna City of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to hang up now. Stanley Pickett's on fire.
This week's Bob and Ray Honor City, Gurney's Point, Oregon.
Stanley sounds like a good deal of fun out there.
Well, my name must be very confusing on the phone. he called me Dooley, and I very rarely
call you Gouldy once in a while.
Yeah, Gouldy. A lot of people mispronounce it.
How do you do? I'm Mr. Elliott, and I'd like to have you meet my very good friend, Mr. Gouldy.
Thank you. Comes now.
What did you get? Excuse me. Well, you got a Christmas card. You got unusually, didn't you?
Yes. They left off the Ray part of Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
Mond Goulding. That's a new twist. My name is spelled all sorts of ways, but Mond Goulding is a new one. I'll get a lot of mail that way for the rest of my life. Somebody's writing it down in a little notebook. Must send him a card every year. Mond Goulding. But comes now that brief moment for us to bring you a thumbnail preview of this Saturday's Mitch Miller Show.
Yes, and as always, it's going to be a glittering gathering of your favorite stars of Broadway, Hollywood, radio, TV, and Punch and Judy shows.
Now, among Mitch's guests, you'll meet such showbiz luminaries as Dexter Zimmerman, the only sock shoe artist ever to use hard socks.
Not to mention Little Nellie Kelly, celebrated for her naughty but nice dance of the 75 veils.
75 veils?
That's how old Nellie is.
Oh.
She adds new one each birthday.
And you'll also meet the Flying Spumonis, the wonderful dessert, who'll be bringing their monster cannon to the show for a demonstration.
Well, that's not all.
Well, in fact, those may be none of the exciting guest stars visiting the Mitch Miller Show Sunday night on CBS Radio.
Why do you suppose we told them all that then?
Curiosity, simple curiosity, keeps them on tenterhooks till Sunday, say. Tonight's unsung police hero, the undercover agent, the hard-working detective assigned the dirty job of assuming the identity of a member of the underworld. It was shortly before noon when tough cop Sergeant Floyd Reeves was summoned by Lieutenant Seamus Scott.
Well, as I said, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, Floyd. But you sound so much like Frankie the Kid Turner that you'd be a natural for the job.
Well, I'd be glad to do it, Lieutenant. What's the setup?
Well, about 3 days ago, we got a tip that the Union Merger Payroll Department was going to be visited by the Duckweiler boys.
Wow, that's a tough crowd. But where does Frankie the Kid Turner fit into all this?
Well, he's one of the best wheels in the country.
What's a wheel?
A driver. Chauffeur. Frankie the Kid Turner is due in from Cleveland tomorrow. He's going straight to the Duckweiler boys for a briefing on the holdup.
Well, why don't you arrest the Duckweiler boys now and save yourself a lot of trouble?
We can't arrest them, Floyd. We need proof of their intent. And that's where you come in, boy. You're going to pose as Frankie the Kid Turner, and you're going to pay them a visit tonight.
You say the Duckweiler boys have never met Frankie?
That's right. All they know about him is that he has a high voice. Now, there's a lot of work to be done. I'll have to fill you in on Frankie's background in case the Duckweilers ask questions. First, you're from Cleveland. You'll tell them you've driven for Bugs Cauley.
Cleveland, Bugs Cauley. I got it, Lieutenant.
Now, you met Cauley at the Regency House Hotel.
And so the briefing went on until the lieutenant was satisfied that Sergeant Floyd Reeves knew all the answers. At about 6 that evening...
That would be that. And once more, Floyd, who were the two men in the car with you on the Indianapolis job?
Fingers Caldwell and Pistol Kaiser.
That does it, Floyd. The Duckweilers will never suspect. Now, we'll have to work fast. Here's the address of the Duckweiler boys' hideout. You'll have to get over there tonight because the real Frankie the Kid Turner is getting on a train in Cleveland just about now. We've got very little time.
And, how do I explain my showing up a day early, Lieutenant?
Yeah, I've worked that one out too, Floyd. When you get to the apartment where the Duckweilers are holed up, just knock on the door and tell them you're Frankie the Kid Turner and you decided to fly in from Cleveland.
Check. Well, I'll get right on it, Lieutenant.
Now, one more thing.
What's that, Lieutenant?
Take care of yourself.
Frankie the Kid Turner.
I decided to fly in from Cleveland. Open up. I just landed a few minutes ago. Yeah? So did I, copper.
This is Commissioner Hawley, here to commend tonight's story and the men who made it. With a special commendation to... Give me that list, Grover. A special commendation to Sergeant Floyd Reed.
And now, as we promised, standing here beside me is the one and only Al Flaming Bombadil. Well, Flaming, what's new and what are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I thought I'd do the old act, Ray.
You don't mind if I smoke?
Well, let me just move over to the other microphone.
Could you describe to the audience, Al Flaming, just what you're going to do, please?
Well, Flaming Bombadil, as he's known, as I'm known throughout the civilized world, douses myself in kerosene. You'll notice on the heels of my shoes here, I have little pieces of flint. What I do is I run over a carpet of match covers.
You're covered with kerosene now, aren't you?
I'm covered with it now, and then I go through a flaming hoop.
Does this cigar bother you at all?
And if you could just face the other way, it helps. And I land on a mattress made of itself here.
Does this pipe bother you? I'm smoking.
What are you smoking a pipe for, Mary?
Well, I look silly.
Get it for Christmas? Or...
Look silly smoking a blanket or something. Not
yeah, I guess you would.
Good.
What happens when you get on, you end up at the mattress there, Flaming? Well, I end up just short of three kegs of TNT.
In other words, you have to
gauge
your
jump,
right? You have to gauge your jump perfectly or you're in serious trouble.
That's right. It's the danger of the thing that makes it...
just to review the thing for those listening.
I'll go down to the starting point.
All right. Those of you who might have just tuned in, Flaming Bombadil, our guest, has just doused himself with kerosene. Now, the soles and heels of his shoes are made of flint, and he runs over a huge match cover or sulfur-type carpet, and then he jumps through a flaming hoop onto a mattress of excelsior. Now, if he misses the mattress and goes on a little further, he hits three kegs of TNT, and then you know what'll happen.
And for those of you who just tuned out, you're really going to miss an exciting act. Is he all ready down there?
All set, Al?
All set.
Okay, we'll give you the thing. We'll light the hoop.
Goes, ladies and gentlemen, starting to run across the...
What's going on in here?
Wait a minute, Mr. Flaming.
Fire Commissioner Bulldozer.
Yes, sir. We're on the air, though.
I don't care if you're on the air. Who's this man?
That's Flaming Al, Flaming Bombadil.
What's this hoop up here on
He's
fire?
He's going to dive through it.
Don't you know the fire regulations in this city?
Well, no, we hadn't checked
it. My duty as Commissioner of this county.
Flaming,
I inform you that this act can only be performed outdoors on a rainy day.
Hold on, Flaming. Put the fire out. I think we've got to wait. I think we'll have to wait until we can get a...
Those are the regulations.
Can we get a license for this kind of thing?
Please not. You can only perform this outdoors on a rainy day, preferably at second base at some huge ballpark.
All right. We'll be in touch with you, Flaming. Thanks for dropping around anyway.
You won't get paid, though, you know. Let's see. Oh, we'll be back with a good word in just 10 seconds. Now, Bob Buddy, with a good word, please.
This program was Bowdlerized.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write as you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Boy, are you technically augmented?
This is the CBS Radio Network.